Paul Harris filling in for Martin today. Can't tell you how many times I've played this song in my baby DJ years.
Baby DJ.
That's what I was.
All right.
That, of course, is called Barracuda.
Yes, it is.
From
Barracuda.
From the band Heart. That's Ann and Nancy Wilson, the two women behind Heart, who returned to the top 10 a couple of years ago with their album Red Velvet Car. They've got a new one coming out in a couple of weeks called Fanatic, and a new biography talking about their life in rock and roll called Kicking and Dreaming, a story of heart, soul, and rock and roll. Ann and Nancy Wilson, welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you so much. We're happy to be here.
What was Barracuda about?
It was about a sleazebag guy that got it all wrong in the late 70s.
A guy you knew?
Well, he was in our circle of, business people, friends, quote unquote, that we were involved with when our first album came out, and he was insinuating to Ann at this one party that we were sister lesbian lovers. Yeah, right. That's exciting. That's how we're gonna. That's the angle, right? And she was so insulted that she went home and wrote the words to Barracuda that night, and the next day it was finished, you know.
Was he saying that because he really thought this would be an angle on how to sell the band?
Yeah, typical sleazeball thing.
He's just being kind of flirty, and back in those days, in the late 70s, not as much respect. I mean, I think women didn't even expect as much respect as they do now.
You write about that in the book quite a bit, about the overt sexism and misogyny that went on. I'm curious, did you ever talk to some of the other rock and roll women of the era, Pat Benatar, Stevie Nicks, Debbie Harry, about what they had to put up with from this male-dominated rock culture?
Usually when we would run into somebody like that, we'd go like, oh, my God, it's so great to talk to somebody else in this business like you. And we'd just hang out and wouldn't necessarily hold seminars about how tough it is to be women in rock.
Right, yeah.
But knowing that it was, we would just kind of enjoy each other and, you know, have a big twinkle with each other about it.
Yeah, it must be nice, especially in, you know, for all of you that I just mentioned, to have overcome that and achieved such great success.
Yeah, because after all, it's not about gender in rock and roll. It's women don't want to do to men what men have done to them. With objectification, the goal is to just be human beings together.
That's right.
In the industry, so, you know.
Take me back to the beginning. You record Dreamboat Annie, your first album. It comes out. It's almost an instant hit. Tell me about the first time you heard your song on the radio.
Well, we were driving. Ann was driving us back to the communal band house from the grocery store in Vancouver, and was it Crazy on You, I think?
Mm-hmm. Came, Magic Man.
Oh, yeah, it was Magic Man. Mm-hmm. Came on the radio in the car.
It's you and me and Maffa. We were listening
to the dog, Maffa, yeah. We were all listening to the radio together.
Yeah.
And it was, suddenly it was just on the radio, and we'd never heard ourselves on the radio before. And it sounded incredibly good, and we turned it up, and it was like, ah! You know, it was like in that thing you do, that movie.
Yeah.
Stop the car.
It was. We had to pull over. I mean, it was just like, oh, my God! And we still do that every time we hear ourselves on the radio.
Oh, come on. After a while, it had to get a little old, didn't it?
Well, we don't have time to listen to the radio very much. And so, right, you know, these days, if anybody plays us on the radio, it's pretty darn exciting. It is.
So
seriously.
So now fast forward maybe 10 years or so, was it the same reaction the first time you saw one of your videos on MTV?
Well, that was different. That's really different. That's like, because no one likes to look at themselves. And
right, and a video is like a great big team of people making it.
Yeah.
You know, it's directors and stylists and producers and all, and you know, if
and
when you make a record, you just make it by yourself.
There's so many people being critical about you in the MTV 80s. I mean, that was a really tough thing about the 80s. It's like the perfectionism was blown out of proportion. So, and everyone had to look kind of the same, mm-hmm. and it was, everyone had to sing the same songs written by the same songwriters and, you know, take the same drugs. So it was just a really weird time. Yep. There's some great music, though, from that time.
But by that time, were you being forced by your record company to do music written by other people as opposed to your own songs?
Well, yeah, us and everybody else. I mean, you know, Aerosmith, everybody, same thing. And it, there was sort of a deal that you made with the record company that they would promote it if you did it this way, their way. So it was, you know, it was a bargain that we didn't want to make, but we made it anyway because we wanted to survive. And the songs that came from that time were, you know, well worth the trip through that decade.
Yeah, some of them were, like yeah. These Dreams and Alone.
Alone and What About Love and mm-hmm. Never and some other stuff.
Talking with Ann and Nancy Wilson of Heart here on the Big 550 KTRS. Ann, of course, the big voice behind the group, and Nancy, the guitarist, who also, by the way, did some movie writing for her ex-husband Cameron Crowe's Jerry Maguire and also Almost Famous.
That's
and
right.
I can't help but ask you, Ann, if watching a movie that involved so many groupies made you wonder about the groupies that you had met on the road, and was there such a thing as male groupies for female rock stars?
Yes, there were, and I encountered a couple, and it was kind of a bad choice on my part, you know. It wasn't the swiftest choice I ever made, but yeah, the whole groupie thing is kind of sad because it really doesn't lead anywhere. It's just two ships passing in the night.
Yeah,
no meaning.
Ann, how's your voice these days? Because when I would play your songs on the radio, I was always amazed, as I mentioned, at the power and the tone that you were able to do. You went through some rough years there in the 90s with alcohol and some drugs. How's your voice these days?
Well, it seems okay.
Well, the new album, Fanatics, coming out in a couple of weeks, you can see for yourself it's a better voice than it's ever been.
Yeah.
Knock on wood.
Well, yeah. Of course, always.
And Anne, are you still writing music for movies?
Oh, Nancy.
I'm sorry, Nancy.
Yeah.
Are you still involved in that?
I haven't done it for a while. I only wrote with my ex-husband at the time, and it's been, you know, I guess about 5 years since I did anything. No.
Do you want to do more of that?
Doing that, I think I would do it again, but there's only, you know, being a mom as well as having a big career in music and doing books and box sets and albums and videos, you know, there's only so much time you can commit to do projects. So that would be something, you know, later that I would consider doing again, yeah.
Do your kids rock?
They are rocking kids. They love music and they're naturals at doing music, but, you know, I'm hoping for lawyers and accountants.
That was my next question.
Yeah.
Would either of you say, okay, you know what? Our life was so great in rock and roll. We want you to have the same life. Or
I would not say
that to them.
No.
Which is why the book is called Kicking and Dreaming. It's not called Dreaming and Kicking. Kicking comes first, doesn't it?
Right. Sounds a little bit like kicking and screaming, doesn't it?
It absolutely does.
Yeah.
It is the life story of two of the women who have rocked for now almost four decades together.
Yeah. Going on three and a half to four.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's called Kicking and Dreaming, a story of heart, soul, and rock and roll. And the new album is called Fanatic, which will be out in 2 weeks. The book is available now. Ann and Nancy Wilson, a pleasure to talk to you. Congratulations on all your success.
Yeah, thank you so much for having us.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.